launched earlier. It could haul a dozen people and all their gear. Long Shadow stopped raging. He seemed baffled by his own behavior, once actually whispering, "What have I done now?" He knew that he had screwed up, but he was the kind of guy who, after he shoots his mouth off, can't back down or admit any failing. The world is full of those people. All of us would be better off if their fathers would strangle them as soon as they showed signs of being that way. This particular fool was willing to sacrifice an army, rather than admit his error. A dozen men were on the platform when Singh and the child arrived. Mostly they were messengers not yet sent out. A few were officers. As Narayan and the Daughter of Night boarded the carpet, even the dumbest soldiers realized that the big boys were running. After Long Shadow stepped aboard and started to rave again, those about to be left decided not to stay. They joined the rush as Howler lifted the carpet. The carpet shuddered, sank to one side, banged off the edge of the platform, started sliding sideways toward the cliff. Instantly, firebombs came down. Soldiers dodged. The carpet wobbled worse. Men fell off. A firebomb scored. As the flame spread, Howler gained better control. The carpet headed south, staggering like a drunken comet. The men on the heights opened up with their bamboo gizmos. Howler dodged madly through the shitstorm. He couldn't dodge everything. Long Shadow's desperate sorceries barely kept them from being eaten alive. What was wrong with Lady? This was her chance. The villains were preoccupied with saving their own butts. If she brought them down now, the thing would be done, and Narayan Singh and the kid would be hours for the collection. Came a sound like 10,000 competing whispers, like a million, like 100 million, swelling into the rush of a cyclone. It passed me, invisible, and chased up the pass. A horror-struck silence occupied its wake. It must have been 100 times as terrifying outside the ghost world. Soldiers from both sides put down their arms to watch. Howler loosed a wail of despair heard above all the other racket. That woke up the gawkers on the cliffs, who really had nothing better to do than blow fireballs at flying wizards. The fireworks show resumed, redoubled. Howler headed for the ground. His companion's help was inadequate. He couldn't fly and fight at the same time. The carpet hit hard. Soldiers were thrown all over the slopes, Mogaba among them. Most just ran for it. Mogaba, when he recovered consciousness, began stumbling back toward his troops, oblivious to the shitstorm around him. He must have had divine dispensation because no harm found him. Despite the flatness of the ghost world, I felt a surge of elation. We had them. This battle was won. This war was moments from being over. Lady's whispering witchery would gnaw away at Howler and the Shadow Master while the guys on the cliffs inundated them with fireballs. The expanse and depth of the captain's ambush, crafted over years, all predicated upon the Shadow Master's character, was only now emerging from the shadows. It overwhelmed me. Not just because it had worked, but because every contingency had been foreseen. Only he and his gods knew what else he had been ready for. There were tons of materiel down there still.